And we're joined in the studio now by two boxing brothers from Tilbury, returning to the Phoenix FM studio after victories in their last outings in March. Matt and Cole McCarthy join me. And it's been a little while since you two were last in action, boys, over 6 months. Would you have liked to have been more active sooner? We'll start with you, Matt.
Not really. Thing is, like, now I'm on 10 round fights now, so like you sort of space it out a bit. But with Kyle, he's gonna be regular now. He'll be fighting all the time. Me, I'm looking at fighting about 3 times a year over 10 or 12 rounds. So obviously for them fighters, you're in camp for 10 or 12 weeks. Some of them's like 2.5 month camp, so you can only really fight 3 times a year top. So I boxed earlier this year, and obviously now this, my fight next Saturday is over 10 rounds. So that'd be perfect. We're looking at getting back out hopefully March after this. So yeah.
How much of that then is recovering from the previous fight, and how much is building up to the next one? How many sort of after a fight, how much till you sort of in a state where you can start a camp again?
Well, it depends really, like how soon you've got a fight coming up. For this one, for me, obviously I've got to win first, but providing I get through next Saturday, I might really have a week off, get to the gym and tick over, just keep ticking over 2 or 3 times a week, just to keep my weight down really, and just keep a little bit of sharpness out. And then just as after Christmas, as soon as Christmas is over with, then I'll start again 2 or 3 times a day, training 6 times a week.
And for you, Carl, it's been pretty much since your last fight, it's probably been the maintenance, hasn't it? And just keeping that fitness up, ready for when your next camp was confirmed.
Yeah, basically what it is, I'd like to get out more regular, but it's my job. Like, I'm a farmer, so I get really busy in the summer. So it's, basically, it is hard for me. But hopefully I'm going to try and get out twice at the end of the year.
Okay, well, Matt, exciting fight coming up for you on Saturday the 14th. You return to York Hall in your first title fight, fighting for the vacant Southern Area Super Welterweight title. Has to go down as the biggest fight of your pro career so far, isn't it?
Definitely. Like, the fella I've got, I'll be honest, I've sparred him before. If this is no disrespect to him, if I can't beat him, I don't know really where I'm going. You know what I mean? I know he's unbeaten, he's had 13 fights, I'm up against it in the way corner, but I think I'm good enough to win a British title, so if I can't beat someone at a Southern Area level, then I'm not really going to go above my potential, you know what I mean? So yeah, next week I'm looking forward to it. We've had a long, hard camp. I was sparring at Peacock yesterday. We've been sparring with Gary Corkrum. He's fighting for a world title. Lloyd Elliott, Matthew Ryans. I've been everywhere sparring. We've had a brilliant camp. Everything has gone spot on. Nothing could have gone better. Like, luckily, my sponsor had paid me to have the whole camp at home training, so I haven't had to go to work. Yeah, so I've got the best out of my camp, and now I'm in like really good shape. So I've got no excuses next Saturday. Just get in there, get that job done, hopefully bring that belt back home. I'll be at Mike's history for where we're from, you know what I mean? No one's won the Southern Area title locally, natural boy. So for me, when I actually went pro, that's what I set out to do, just win the Southern Area. So me winning the Southern Area and then going beyond that, that's it. It's perfect for me. So yeah.
So how did the fight come about then, that it was finally the matchup was made?
Well, what it was, I was looking for a step up. Like, obviously, I can't get up for a normal level, and obviously, I was out for a long time. I split up with my trainer, Terry, and Terry was a good coach, you know what I mean, but sadly, we had to depart for reasons, and I went to Mark Masso, and obviously, I've been over there, so we had a good fight there. Then, obviously, I was looking for a good step-up fight, and Tony Milch, I've sparred Tony, I know what he brings to the table. Then I got in touch with Mickey Elliott, the promoter of the show, said, look, can we get this fight done and all that? Tony's coach didn't want the fight. He said it was too much of a dangerous fight unless it's for a belt or something like that. So I said, fair enough. But then Mickey got back to me and said, we can agree to fight. I got contract sent through and the fight got signed. So we were scheduled to fight over 10 rounds. So that's perfect. So I thought I was happy with that. Then 2 weeks ago, we just got finalised the fight for the Southern Area title, which obviously made stakes. They said, I go into every fight like it's a world title fight. I treat it like it's my last fight. So in my camp, I give it everything. You know what I mean? So now he's just dug it a bit deeper for me now. So now I just can't wait. I just want to get in there now. I'm ready.
And you've had to come down in weight a little bit for this one, haven't you?
Not really. What, my last fight, I weighed in at 11.3. This fight is at 11 stone, but I get a day before weighing. So really, I'll make the weight easy, you know what I mean? On a day, I could get like 36 hours of eating, 24 hours of eating, what I want leading up to the fight. So I'll be super strong, you know what I mean? I'm 24 years old. He's 36. Pressure really should be on him, because if he loses, he's got to pack in really, because he's going nowhere. Do you know what I mean? This really is his world title, but for me, obviously, it's my world title and all. He obviously don't understand that, but they know what I bring to the table. I've sparred him, I've been over there and helped him. They know what I bring to the table, and as far as I'm aware, there's no way, nothing he could do to beat me in any department whatsoever.
So it's probably been your most intense camp so far, and it's helped, as you say, by your sponsors allowing you to just train all the time. And you've travelled a bit in this camp. You went up to Manchester for some sparring as well, didn't you?
Yeah, well, the thing is, Tony Mills is quite tall. He's tall and dangly. So we went to a spar fella called Matthew Ryan up in Manchester. He was a great sparring up there. He was tall, he was long, he thought at the time he was Milch. He's better than Milch, but it was good sparring, you know what I mean? So yeah, we went up there for that. We stayed up there for a few days. We've been travelling about everywhere. Jack Thompson is fighting for a world title. Benny Mason's fighting for that. Gary Corcoran yesterday. He's a WBO Intercontinental Champion. He's fighting Jeff Horner, just beat Pacquiao for the WBO world title. We were sparring him yesterday. We got some good rounds out there. I feel sharp, I feel good. There's no excuses, you know what I mean, for me. And obviously it's helped because the sponsors have backed me the whole way. You know what I mean? If they didn't back me, obviously the camp would have been harder. I don't think I would have thought it was good because I wouldn't be able to put as much preparation into my camp. So, yeah, everything's bang on for me, yeah.
And you got a time for some sun on your back as well over in with MTK Marbella, didn't you, as well? Because they're your MTK Global, your management company.
Yeah, MTK are my management. And we went over to there and they give us like a week. They give us a villa over there. We trained over there for a week. I was training with like Stalker and that. Tom Stalker, the captain, was over there. You got Tyrone McKenna, Paddy Barnes. Like, that was all over there. So it was good mixing in with them on the tracks and doing stuff over there. And I come back from there, I lost a lot of weight out there. I know I trained really hard 3 times a day. And Lee Eaton even come out there for that, for his fight. So he was training for his fight. Yeah, he done well. So yeah, we had a good week training away. Everything went spot on out there. I would come back and bang straight back here. Just non-stop.
And now, you mentioned a little bit there of your opponent, Tony Milch, 13-0. It's his biggest fight as well, definitely. And as you say, he's got a lot to lose at the age of 36. So you're chipping a lot in terms of age, the sort of the 12 years difference between you, isn't there, really?
Yeah.
And you're in the away corner, but you have more experience at York Hall than he does.
Yeah.
And you've done significantly more rounds in your fights than he's done at the pro level.
I watched his last fight. He boxed a fellow boxer for the WBC Youth World title. He boxed on Andreas Trisno. And I actually boxed Trisno when he was on peak form. I took him apart. I won every round of the fight. And I just watched Milch's fight with him, and I thought he beat Milch. And listen, not taking that away from Milch, he's 13-0, you know what I mean? But like I said before, if I can't beat him, what's the point? You know what I mean? He's 36. Is he going to do 10 rounds? Yeah. If he thinks he can outbox me, it's not going to happen. Yeah, if he thinks he can out-hustle me, it's not going to happen. Because when you're starting someone like the ribs at the age of 36, over that round, that's going to take it out of you. And if he wants to pour out of his little slow double chair, then I'll just outbox him. So I don't think he beats me in any department whatsoever, nor does everyone I spoke to and people sparring. So, but listen, it's boxing, you know, anything could happen. It takes one shot in the game, so you just got to keep level-headed, keep your respect up, hands on, and go in there and do what you're good at. So, yeah, I'm ready.
And it's your chance to really make your impact on the rest of the division, because it could be on fight on TV as well, yeah, doesn't it? What sort of impact would that have?
Well, it's good, because it's on Channel 4. Channel 4 are doing the whole card, and it get replayed back onto the TV. So, yeah, it's big, you know what I mean? It's my first proper TV show. I'm up against it. I'm fighting home fighter, but I'm in the away corner. It's 13-0, it's unbeaten. So, if you look at it by paper, they would have had me losing. They wouldn't have me down as the favourite. So, but I love being the underdog, you know what I mean? I've beat unbeaten fighters before. It's nothing new to me. So, I've sparred him before. I know what he brings. I know people that's been sparring him from this camp. So, it's only... It's what it is. At the end of the day, don't matter if he's been sparring world champions, don't matter if I spar world champions. So we've done this, he's done that. Both getting in the ring Saturday night, we're both going to fight. And I'm going to walk away the new crown champion.
And now, Cole, since you last came in here, you're the undefeated Cole McCarthy now. 1-0, and that must feel pretty good, mustn't it?
Yeah, it ain't too bad, considering I grew up and I never thought I was going to do boxing before.
Well, I mean, because you had quite a good record in the unlicensed scene as well, but it's just taking it up a whole other level, having that 1-0 on the pro scene, isn't it, really?
Yeah, professional's a totally different level.
And you're fighting on the violent engagement card at York Hall on November the 25th. Have you started your camp yet?
Yeah, I've started my camp already, yeah.
So how many a week? That's going to be quite a long camp for this one, then.
I basically started training when my brother started, but like... I've just started my diet and all that, running in the mornings. I feel fit now as it is.
So if the fight were to come up tomorrow, do you think you'd be ready for the fight?
Apart from the weight, yeah, I'd be ready.
Okay, how much have you got to lose between now and fight night then?
3 kilos.
Okay, so it's not too bad then. You're up against Joe Beadon. Now, he's a guy with a lot of experience, but not much of a good. He's a real journeyman fighter, this guy, so you've got to be pretty confident. But as Matt said, it's boxing and anything could happen on any given night.
Yeah, I feel very confident for this fight. I'm just going to go in there, just put it on him from round one.
And have you done much study on him, or is it just about getting yourself into that prime condition? What is this fight, from your management's point of view, is this fight a warm-up and not just a fight to help you dip your feet in and get better as a pro before you take on someone of a higher standard?
These fighters are just learning fights, really. I don't look at my opponent. I just leave it down to my brother and my coach, and they train me to beat him.
So you get this fight out of the way. When are you looking to get in the ring after that? Because you say you've had that sort of 6-month break because of all you have to do with your career in farming. So when are you looking to get in the ring after November the 25th?
To be honest, if everything goes well, I'd like to get back out in December.
So you'd like to do a sort of month gap and then...
Yeah,
and then
I'd jump straight back into training.
And so I suppose then, because of the way that your career is, you will do, you'll fight a lot during the winter months and then a little bit more of a break during the summer and spring and stuff like
that. It's not bad, these 4-round fights, it's when you get up to the 8 rounds and 10 rounds, the camps get longer.
I hear that there might not be much sleep for you soon, though, because I hear there's a new arrival on the way soon for the McCarthy family as well, isn't there?
Oh, Denny.
Yeah, you've got a little one.
Yeah, I've got a stressful camp, to be honest. I wonder what he's on about then. Yeah, I've got a baby due in 2 weeks.
Normally, most guys are more concerned about it, really, Carl, to be honest with you, but you seem quite relaxed about the whole thing.
I've got 2 kids before, I know what it's all about. Sleepless nights.
So, boys, are tickets still available for both your fights, or have tickets gone on sale for yours?
My tickets ain't out yet, but Matt's tickets are out now, they're selling fast.
Yeah, my tickets are available till Thursday, they're £35. You get me on Facebook, then I go back Thursday, and that'll be it, really. Yeah, so obviously, I want to say thanks to my sponsors. I get sponsored by the White Contractors, Welding and Fabrication, obviously. Without them, and Thompson's Engineering Environmental Specialists, without the pair of them, obviously I couldn't have done the fight, I couldn't have done the camp, really, do you know what I mean? So a big thanks for them for everything they've done for me.
And what about you, Carl? Who's sponsoring you at the moment?
Well, I've got White Contractors, one of my best mates at Bombers Caf, and my other mate at Tilbury Scaffolding. They helped me out massively.
So Matt McCarthy fights for the vacant Southern Area Super Welterweight title on Saturday the 14th of October at York Hall on Hellraising Boxing's Maelstrom card. You can get tickets by calling Matt's team on 07402 743 731. That's 07402 743 731. Or you can visit www.superset.london/tickets. That's www.superset.london/tickets. Carl is fighting on November the 25th, also at York Hall. That's on the Violent Engagement card. Tickets available soon through him, so contact him on Facebook. Tickets available now, though, for the card at iboxingtickets.com. Gents, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.